This podcast is about Wistia, W-I-S-T-I-A, which is a video distribution and hosting platform. And of course, you'd immediately think, why do we need another one? There's plenty out there already. There's Vimeo, YouTube. But of course, they come with, at a different price. Even though they may be free to use, you've got other things which may be less desirable, which are bundling with them. So on YouTube, for example, you get lots of ads, which can be frustrating and quite distracting at times if you're wanting your students to focus on the learning. You also get the extra videos, the extra features down the right-hand side. Here's what you might also like to watch, which can be useful if you want to provide serendipitous learning opportunities, but also they can be quite distracting and sometimes inappropriate, perhaps. YouTube videos, for example, are also based on Flash, and sometimes they're not always available on all platforms. There are even settings within YouTube so you can prevent distribution on certain platforms. So, being able to have more control might be an appealing thing, and that's what Wistia provides. In the free version, you're only allowed up to 3 videos and a certain amount of bandwidth. Once you go beyond that, you need to go for one of the paid plans. But at least you can try it out and then see whether or not the features that it provides are sufficiently desirable for you to want to go to the extent of paying out. So what kinds of things does it offer? Well, first of all, you've got far greater control over your media player, so you can change the way that it looks and feels. You don't get any ads at all, so there's no advertising tied in with it. And keeping that fresh feel and the focus on the learning can be quite important. You can choose to have just private videos, so you can password protect them so that they're only available for viewing by your students, or at least those people to whom you provide the password. And taking that a stage further, Wistia also allows you to require login by email. So in order to view a video, the viewer has to provide an email address. So you could use that as a way of, in a sense, tracking who's viewing your videos. If you ask students to log in with the school email address, then you can see who's viewing and watching it. And again, taking that a stage further still, you can see far more, you can get sort of data on who's watching what, how they're watching it, which bits they're dropping off from viewing. And if you're providing learning materials that you want students to specifically watch, that might be quite important. And even if you use Wistia for nothing else, you can at least start to hone those kinds of skills when you're creating learning videos.